This April 7, 2024, and we have started to get spring now, and I am in my garden, it's Jesus' garden, and working. But the cat that I got, she don't want to go out in the garden, and so she is a real inside cat. And I try to put on her leash and bring her out, but she go backwards. She go back and get out from the leash I had on her. And so it doesn't work. And my home is not like that. I have a real door on in the room, so I can lock her in a big room, because it's only one door to could lock, and then I have one more door in the room that is this that I talk about, the portal door. It doesn't work because there is no not to lock the door. I only slide it, and then it stay where I slide it to, and there is no nothing to lock the cat in. But as it is a ragdoll cat, is it that I have seen it now that she can't take up doors with her paw? So she's typical ragdoll cat. They don't open doors like other cats, and they are not thinking that they can open up with their head and go out. So in some way I can lock the door. I have not found it out yet how to do it safely, but in that way, that is just now, it's not sad about her staying inside the home, because that's what she wants to. So, and I have a big window to sit in the window and look out in the garden when I'm working there or sit there. So it's not sad about her. I'm gonna fix it, but I want it to be safe, so she not coming out and maybe get an idea to go out in the garden, and then she be frightened of be outside, and then she run away, and that I don't want it. So it's better to be safe in the house. So this was not what I was on my way to talk about. I got the prophetic dream. It's not a dream, but we say it like that because it was real, prophetic. And of course, no one reply on it when I put it on Facebook, because people don't want to know the truth. They don't want they want the lie to be a living way for them to think that they reach the highest in heaven. But they don't reach. They go to Jesus where he's standing in the gate. But then behind Jesus is where God is. Jesus is the protector of the gate to God. And so they maybe can reach reach Jesus' place, and that's it. But I have going behind Jesus. I don't look down on Jesus, but it's in my education to move in this life, to move forward as much as I can. And I had a dream this night, and it was about between 3 and 4 o'clock in the night. I had it, and it was in the Swedish time. And so I wrote it to not forget it, because I'm going back to sleep. But I needed to go up to the computer and write it down, and then go to bed. So I wrote a prophetic dream, and I read it from what I wrote. I began to see it in the night after 3 a.m. and drop of water going down into, and so like a drop of water going down into a lake. And I didn't understood it, but what's come after that explain it for me. I understood after seeing everything that it was tears that made the lake. It was dark in the whole picture. It was one drop I follow down to the water, and I was thinking it was an ordinary lake, but it was so many people's tears that I saw. I understood it. Then did I see 2 dark figures standing by my bed, and I knew they were mean and come to kill me, but I wasn't afraid of them because I knew they weren't human. They weren't human, but told them that I was protected by the heavenly army, and that is Jacob, that is the one leader of the army. So they disappeared. And then I was taken into my kitchen, still in a spiritual state, and understood it was a prophecy I was part of, because from the ceiling in the kitchen flowed what I think were 5 streaks like oil or gasoline, and but it could be something else that I didn't understood there. I knew the oil come from my neighbors above me, who am from Iraq. So that's also a hint that they are from Iraq. They are Muslims. Now I risk saying the wrong thing, but I think it was a prophecy of a great war. I know it it wasn't about me, that's for sure. So that's what I wrote, and no one answered me. And I think it will never be anyone that answer me. But in the way I posted, I did it public. So there can be someone out from my friends. They don't need to be my friends to read it and answer it. Because the prophecy is for everyone to hear. I can't choose who is going to hear my prophecy. And it is my prophecy in that way that I have worked harder for it to come through. That I have not let it stay still, like those people that is born in a family that is in a church or a synagogue or what they are in, that they stay like in prison, they stay in that frame of their religion that is made up for long time ago, and it doesn't work with what is in the future. So I have never been in a frame. I have asked God, who am Jesus? And he have not answered me about that. And so in that way I was looking for some answers. But I never get answers. I got the answer by living it. And that is the truth. And so it will come like it was in Israel. You know, I was in Israel just only a few months before it start the war in Gaza. And it will be something here also now, that I know here in Sweden, the ambassador for Israel, they have closed because they are frightened that it's going to be some bad things on that house or on the people that work there. So they are saying that the Iran will be angry. And they have said that we are going to take revenge in some way that we don't know yet. But it's going to be something that I come to know this night. And it was 5 stripes. I counted as 5 streaks, 5 tracks of what it was, oil or gasoline. Gasoline, if it was gasoline, that can be sign of fire. It will be much fire. It's very hard to know what it was that ran down from the ceiling and on the walls and down in my kitchen, and because it was this brown, golden, thick, liquid that was going down. So it will be sad but interesting to see when the prophecy is going to happen. But I don't think that it will be that we have to wait for a long time. It's maybe 3 weeks from now. And so it's you that waiting for the spirit to come and talk. It's you have to remember that they told us that people are not interested to know the truth. They want to live in a lie. But then in that way they risk their place in heaven to do that. Of course you will come to heaven if you have not done very bad things and doesn't want to repent. But it maybe is enough for you to be on the field and play like children that don't know so much more than to play. And you maybe only to want that. So that's okay that you don't want to listen at all my episodes to learn. But the spirits have told us that they have taught us, they have teach us what they needed to teach us. And they don't need to talk to us anymore if we don't really want them to come forward and talk. But it's going backwards that people don't want to hear the truth. So I let them, and I can't do anything. And it's not my job to change their way. It's my job is to talk to you that is interested to come more than live rest of your life in the afterlife, in the meadow, and don't know anything more than what you play. And you are not coming into the city where you get the more knowledge about everything and can fly away to parts of the universe that you want to see. And not fly away, you know, they were talking to us that they can move away only to think. So what they're talking about in the newspaper, in media, it's not the right thing to think, because they don't need to use airplane. They don't need to have anything to travel with. they travel with the way that they are thinking about the place, and they will come there. So it's a wrong thinking that they have in media. It must be a vehicle that they are coming through. And then is it so impossible as it is, the universe is so big. So it's, no one can fly from another solar system to our solar system and to the Earth. They can't do that, it takes for too long time. And that's why it is more reasonability. It's more to understand that they don't need, they can't have vehicles to fly with to Earth from another solar system. That's what they want us to be. It's also a spirit thing to could think of one place and you transport yourself to that place. So it's a strong day thinking like humans, how it looked like in our world, but those that is before us, for maybe they can be before us in 1 million years, for example. So they have come in so much farther than us, so they don't need the vehicle. So this is what I wanted to tell you. And I risk maybe everything to say that I have a prophetic dream. But I don't think so. I think it was true in the night. And I am glad and thankful for myself that I could tell them that I did belong to the protection from the heavenly army, from Jacob's army. So they couldn't touch me, those that come in the night. For in the beginning, when they start to come in the night, I didn't have that protection. So I'm very thankful that I can tell them now. That's the first I think about, to tell them that I am protected. I can't have any demons because I'm protected of Jacob. So this was I wanted to tell you, and thank you for follow me and listen at all the parts of my podcast, and I think it's enough to be educated from heaven. It's 761, I think, episode in my podcast, and they have taught us very, very much. So I understand they are still here, I can feel them, but they don't want to talk anymore in the podcast, because it's they have told everything you need to know. And then they told us that there was no increase of people that want to know, get the knowledge. There is many listener every day, but they only listen in on one episode. Your follower, you want to know more than one episode. And I thank you for that. But what they say, it was no increase of followers. So they were not interested anymore. But of course, sometimes they maybe show up and talk to us. Maybe I hope so. If there is new things that we don't understand, that they come forward and tell us what it is. So thank you for listening, and I love you, and God loves you more.